You're listening to SBS News.
Oh, but these are my favourite bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Look at the price of them.
Yeah.
Starting the day with a shopping trip, Labor's Jim Chalmers, Christina Keneally and Reid candidate Sally Situ walk through the aisles of a fruit shop in Homebush Bay in Sydney's inner west, pointing out how prices are going up, opposition Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers blaming the government.
Power prices are going up. Healthcare is becoming harder to access and harder to afford. Groceries are going through the roof. Petrol is unaffordable for a lot of families. Right across the board, there are cost of living pressures, and this is a cost of living crisis on Scott Morrison's watch.
On Thursday, inflation figures were released, rising to 5.1%, higher than experts had anticipated. The latest update by the Australian Energy Market Operator has found wholesale power prices are up 141%, measured over the first 3 months of this year, compared to the same time last year. The Prime Minister maintains the rising prices are due to international pressures.
Coal prices have gone up around the world, and now we're seeing those thermal coal prices come down. But to be fair, Mark, over the course of the first quarter of this year, the tensions in Europe were pretty apparent. So we've seen a lot of pressures on energy prices, and they have gone up.
Energy has been a thorn in the coalition side this week, not just because of the cost. On Tuesday, an LNP backbencher said the government's climate change commitments had wiggle room, and National Senator Matt Canavan declared net zero policy was dead, sending the Prime Minister on Wednesday into damage control.
Well, everybody knows that Matt hasn't been supportive of that position. There's no news there. And as many have said today, as the Treasurer said today, that's not his party's position, that's not the Coalition's position, and it's not the government's position.
Jim Chalmers has largely been the face of Labor over the last week, in lieu of leader Anthony Albanese isolating with COVID-19. The opposition leader was released this morning and said this before getting on a plane to Perth.
It's great to be out and about, and I'm looking forward to travelling to Perth to engaging with Western Australians. What it's shown is the strength of Labor's team. I have a magnificent team that I lead. We're ready for government.
But there are a few members of the senior Labor team who haven't been showcased by the party, including former leader and deputy leader Bill Shorten and Tanya Plibersek. Tanya Plibersek notably won't be at Labor's campaign launch in Perth on Sunday. Jim Chalmers was pressed on why the senior shadow minister and opposition women's spokeswoman hasn't been at the forefront of the trial.
Well, Tanya's been doing a heap of media and making a huge contribution to our campaign and making a big difference. The launch on Sunday in Western Australia will have some of us there, but not all of us there, and that's appropriate.
Across the Pacific, another issue has been dominating headlines: fallout from a security deal signed between Solomon Islands and China. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has been calling for more details from Solomon Islands after being criticised for not going to the Pacific nation before the pact was signed.
There is a lack of transparency in relation to this agreement, and we would encourage greater transparency. That is the way that we prefer to be able to engage.
But on Friday, Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare criticised Australia's conduct over a security deal made with the US and UK last year.
I learnt of the AUKUS treaty in the media, Mr. Speaker. One would expect that as a member of the Pacific family, Solomon Islands or members of the Pacific should have been consulted to ensure that this AUKUS treaty is transparent.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended his conduct after he was also attacked by the French president last year, when the government pulled the plug on a nuclear submarine deal with France in favour of the AUKUS treaty.
I did have that conversation with the Prime Minister the day following the announcement, and no issues were raised at that time in that discussion, but obviously as time goes on and new relationships are entered into, there's obviously been some other influences in the perspective taken by the Solomon Islands Prime Minister.
The next week will feature several policy debates between ministers and shadow ministers, and possibly another standoff between Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese. But a debate over the potential debates has prevented a date being locked in. The Prime Minister has agreed to debate on Channel 7 and 9, but Mr Albanese is pushing for a clash at the National Press Club. Mr Albanese had the edge over the Prime Minister at the last debate last week. A second debate will need to be set soon, before polling day in just 3 weeks. Krishani Danji, SBS News.